Welcome to DC On Screen, a podcast about the DC Universe properties being brought to film and television. I am your host, David C. Robertson, and this, as always, is my ever-vigilant co-host, Jason.
Hello.
All right, guys, this is another week, another news episode. We've got some big news this week, and a lot of it, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to plow right into the biggest news, to me, anyway. The Arrow Season 4 trailer, the trailer that purportedly was going to break the internet, has dropped. Stephen Amell was kind enough to share it with us.
He is kind.
What do you think about this trailer, man?
Really excited. I thought it looked pretty damn good. I don't know. You want to go ahead and break down the fine points on the trailer? Because overall, man, yeah, I was excited.
We can break it down, man.
Knock it out.
So we pretty much start out with Ollie running in the suburbs. I'm assuming they're in Central City, but who knows?
Apparently, there are suburbs even for maybe. No, you know where they probably are is Coast City, right?
Yeah, Coast City.
He's been dropping. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, he's been dropping hints about Coast City, and it's a wonderful lot, but you know.
Yeah.
It really. Yeah. It looks like he's running in like the.
That's what I meant to say. Is Coast City?
Yeah. It's like the neighborhood from American Beauty that he's running through, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, talk about a tonal shift.
Oh, God.
Already, like...
Look at all that
he's
light.
I know, there's so much light, and he's running, and he's smiling.
Right. Felicity's in there cooking, some high-protein dinner of some kind.
Yeah, she's trying to figure... She's got, like, a cookbook open, and she's sitting on the counter trying to make breakfast, is what it looks like. And, he runs in and he's all smiley and you hear a voice over that says, "The Arrow's dead. I couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be." And then you see them kissing and he says, "And I don't want to be."
I mean, that's a nice life. He's out jogging. He comes back. Felicity's cooking something. Why would you want to fuck that up?
Well,
I mean, except for the,
for show
whole justice thing. Right. And it needing done.
So then we cut to, we see Star City. It's been renamed for Ray Palmer. It's kind of a stretch that it's named for Ray Palmer. The only idea I could come up with is because he wanted to rebrand the city as Star City like last season.
Yeah, no, that's fine with me. I don't know why Starling City, I don't know why they were so attached to Ray Palmer. But I presume that he put a pretty good amount of money into the community even during the time that he was there.
Yeah.
He did like the Star City thing, and that is going pretty far. But he was a very powerful, influential figure, and he died in their city. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a stretch as far as that goes. Oh, fuck it, man. It was a pretty good way of getting it into Star City, I thought.
Yeah.
And a nice way to let us know where Ray is, which is nowhere.
Right. Supposedly.
Well, I'm imagining he's doing like his own little Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Right.
Just every episode he's running, like running from ants.
He's in the micro realm. Oh, right. Sorry. That's Marvel. Never mind. Right.
He's in the tiny realm, we mean. Non-TM.
So we've got a bunch of, we've got the gang all together, and they're fighting, except Ollie's not there, obviously.
Right.
And they put out a picture of Diggle in his new costume. It looks awful.
No.
His helmet looks awful.
No.
He looks like a cross between a dildo and Magneto.
It's just, I agree. It's just a matter of purposing. Like, fighting crime out in the streets, it's a little odd, but. If he was trying to fill in for a member of Daft Punk, he's got this shit.
No, you know what he looks like? He looks like Judge Dredd.
He does.
It's like Judge Dredd with a chin strap. It's awful. Anyway.
You're not wrong. Did I not call that, though? I seem to remember calling that. It's like, look, his uniform, he already looks like a badass. The leather jacket, just put a helmet on that motherfucker. He's good to go.
I only have a problem with the helmet. That's the only problem I have with it.
I know, like, but why? That's all they added. It's all they gave you, Dave. I assume there's, some kind of, maybe some body armor under that jacket now.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Hopefully. Even Ollie's wised up and decided to armor himself a little bit better.
Right. So, they're doing all this crap. Diggs in the back of a, looks like he's in the back of a flatbed truck. And it's full of crates that say cord.
Yeah. 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 God,
it appears they're fighting people.
They're just going to tease us with that for infinitely. You know that, right? There will never be a payoff.
Hopefully they were lying all this time and just saying like, yeah, we can't use Ted Kord. I don't know what they're planning for him. Because like logically, like I'm sitting here thinking like, what the hell are they going to use Ted Kord for in the in the movies? They're not going to use Ted Kord in the movies. Come on, it's the movies. They're not going to use Blue Beetle and Booster Gold over there.
No, no, and the, they would put way too much levity into the, you know, the universe they're building now.
Yeah. So we have they're fighting some people and Laurel says they're the ghosts. They're nothing like we've ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. I'm sure you've seen those before, Laurel.
I'm almost sure I remember a season or two that have passed where.
Right.
I mean, you had a Mirakuru army and a
Mirakuru army and the League of Assassins. Oh. Yeah, that's just off the top of my head.
Laurel, how can you not even get through the trailer without pissing me off?
And and Diggle's like, you know, Oliver's not coming back. He ain't here and blah, blah, blah. He left. And clearly Dig still has some problems with Ollie. Mm-hmm. So they go to Ollie and they're like, we need the arrow and everything. And then Felicity has apparently been working on a new Green Arrow suit.
Of course
she just kind of assumed. Like, I'm thinking it's going to be like one of those things where like Oliver's happy, but she knows he's restless.
Yeah, she just pushes him out.
Like he doesn't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
which is good. I'd rather it be that than, you know, Oliver wanting to and her not wanting him to. And I'd get bored with that real fast.
Me too.
No, instead, honey, I know you're going to have to go out. I built you an awesome suit. Here's a lunch. It's fucking great. Let's do that.
Yeah. So we got our shot of John.
Yeah.
John Constantine. Just a quick shot of him smiling like the bastard he is on a cell phone.
He is. And I believe snaps out a cigarette.
we've got Quentin Lance hitting Dig, like pistol whipping Dig.
Hell yeah.
So
let Lance do something interesting.
And it's the one, it's like the like one of two times in the trailer that Diggle doesn't have that awful helmet on.
Right.
So. I'm like, you hit him at the wrong time, Lance.
Now what are they gonna name him though? What's your vote? Are they gonna use somebody from the current canon? Or are they going to make up a new name and make it a thing?
Yeah, they'll probably come up with a code name. I'm assuming I think I heard them say they were going to give him a code name.
Yeah, he's getting a code name. I'm just saying, is it going to be one of the properties that they already own, or are they going to try to make up a new one? What's your vote?
Oh yeah, I think it'll be one they already own, but they will make it. They're just grabbing a name. They're not. I don't think it's going to be one we know.
I'm going to vote for make up a new one.
No, I don't think so. Because Wendy Miracle a few weeks ago was like, oh, yeah, we're gonna give him a name, and people are going to be really surprised by who he is. But it's not Guardian.
Oh, they did finally say that. Okay.
I think she did say that. I might be just
if she said they're going to be surprised by who it is. Because, that would imply that it's not going to be surprised because it's no one. But, yeah, we
some
don't,
of these people, like, when they
Guardian.
Start talking. Like, yeah. I mean, some of these people, when they start talking, it's like that South Park episode where all you see is shit just coming out of people's mouths. Like, you're just, okay.
Yeah, they're just trying to get through it. I got to vote. I don't know. Short of that sentence, I would still vote new name. And you think they're going to do the thing that we've been pissed off that they do, where they just grab somebody's name and none of the other semantics that belong there?
Yeah, I think so.
This cat's just going to be named, you know, John Stewart, and it's not going to mean a fucking thing.
Right. You know, I hate to even say this, but I would kind of like for them to, just for the internet backlash, if they just threw, you know, they just took a code name and instead of just grabbing a code name from someone else, if they just took that code name and then put black in front of it.
Oh, God.
Because for the longest time, every black character in comic books.
It was.
They had to be
very
Black
long
Vulcan,
time,
Black
it was,
Lightning.
Yeah.
That would be like it would be so hilarious just to watch people get so pissed off at the Arrow EPs because finally they would be as mad as we are all the time at the Arrow EPs.
I don't know. I consider compared to huge swaths of the internet, I almost feel optimistic about a lot of things. I do not feel like we're the most hateful fucks out there.
No, I don't. I don't think we are. You know, but that is a good point.
I believe we can relate to those hateful fucks.
You know, one of my favorite things that Diggle ever said was when Felicity was pissed off that she was going to be Oliver's secretary when her job, she was qualified for so much more. Mm-hmm. And Diggle was like, you think that's bad? I get to be his black driver. if they just
think you're a stereotype,
like,
look at me.
Right. If somehow that stuck, like Diggle called himself something and then everyone started calling him Black something, that
just
was
Black,
like, I
Black
think
Driver.
Character...
They're going to call him Black Driver.
Yeah.
He's like, my name is Pile Driver. And they're like, no, Black Driver. Sorry, buddy.
And just have like every character on the show who calls him that when he says something about it, just be like, mm-hmm. come on, Black, like Black Knight, you know, darkness. It seriously, it's not racial.
No, no.
That's the way you bring levity into Arrow. Just have Diggle be pissed at everyone.
There you go.
For being racist dicks.
No, apparently... apparently they have a much more concise plan for getting levity into Arrow. He's going to go by the name Mr. Terrific, man.
Oh, that dude looks, well, terrific.
Yeah, he does. He really
so,
does.
Yeah, in the trailer, getting back to the trailer, mm-hmm. we're obviously seeing a lot of tension between Nyssa and Malcolm. They're fighting and whatnot. Probably, I would assume over Sarah being resurrected, mm-hmm. because Nyssa's not going to care when he does it to Tommy. I'm just saying it right now.
Mm-hmm. I hope you do get your Tommy at this point.
I don't want Tommy.
No, you are.
I don't want Tommy. I really don't.
I think you do. Somewhere
I promise you, I don't. Well, somewhere deep in my heart, if I do want it, it's because just so I'll be right.
It's just but prideful, willful bullshit is what you're into at this point.
Person's got to have something to hold on to, man.
Right.
But so we have Damian Dark, mm-hmm. and he's telling, you know, a group of people. So I've already read on the internet that people think this is Hive. I don't know what it is.
Well,
but he's telling
with
a group
Hive,
of people. It looks like Lance
hanging around. Now they've had the whole Baron thing. They're trying to get to. Oh, I'm sorry. What's that guild called? Shadow Pact. There we go. They're trying to get to Shadow Pact. Maybe that's them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's as simple as that.
No,
Damian
Shadow
Dark
Spire.
Is now Shadow Spire. I'm sorry.
Shadow Spire.
Maybe it's as simple as
Shadow Pact has a Ragman.
Right. Yeah. Different.
And Detective Chimp.
Let's do that instead, though.
Right. I would love to see Blue Devil and Ragman and Detective Chimp.
Well, you know,
like that'd be my shit right there.
Oh yeah.
So okay. So we. There's a group of people, including Quentin Lance, and Damian Dark is talking to those cats, and he says, you're all fretting over this city dying. I'm here on behalf of an organization that wants you to let it die.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, like, I love this actor, and already, like, I'm digging this Damian Dark cat. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really afraid that it was going to be, like, a retread of last season with Ra's al Ghul and all that crap.
Imperialistic
no, kind
of feel to it. And, no, he's...
This dude's just out and out, like, goes where he wants to go, does what he wants to do, yeah. Tells people some dark, terrible shit, and says, like, no, this is the good call.
I'm getting the feeling. He's already kind of, he feels big. Even in this trailer, he already feels kind of big, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like something, there's a lot of meat to get to. And he does. He seems like, I think he's one of those people that kind of just wants to watch the world burn.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let's do that. Because they're absolutely right, though. But he nailed it when he talked about all the villains they've had so far. Season one villain, Malcolm. Not.
Mm-hmm.
He was noble in what he was trying to accomplish, at least. Season two villain, just plain batshit, right? He was just crazy. He was cartoon crazy. He was bent on completely on revenge. Great. Season three, we've got a guy that it's just a matter of course for him to destroy the entire city. Like, there wasn't any real passion to him. It was just what had to be done, just pure determination. And now this guy looks like he's going to have fun and try to fuck everything up. And that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but, you know, there's that scene where he's telling anarchy. He's like, he's about mm-hmm. order and discipline. And anarchy is obviously not. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of cool. I mean... I don't know. I'm getting something like there's like a calculated evil here. I'm digging it.
But what I got more from it that I was just really enjoying the hell out of is he looks like he's enjoying himself.
He does.
And it's going to be fun to watch a villain that actually just enjoys being the bad guy for all he cares. Fuck it, whatever. Because the rest of these guys they've been way too into themselves. It's been Merlin. It's all been as weighty. Everything was on their shoulders. And that's how the show's gone so far, right?
Yeah.
This is gonna be good.
So we've got a scene of Felicity angry at Diggle and Ollie. She says, you both almost got killed tonight because you didn't have each other's backs.
Mm-hmm.
So
Mommy
they're
got
playing
mad
up
at
the,
you.
They're playing up the whole, they're going to be playing, like they said, the Oliver versus Diggle aspects, which is going to be just, a pain to get through.
Probably. Yeah.
So
I agree. Felicity, I don't have a lot waiting for that one.
Yeah. Felicity and Mr. Terrific, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Terrific has the T-sphere. He has the T-sphere.
The man had a circular computer in his hand.
Yay!
And he's got the big hair like I wanted him to. He looks like a lot of fun. He does.
Yeah.
Like they're fighting Jeremy Doubledown Tell. This is a dude that can use the playing card tattoos as weapons that he has on his arms there.
Right.
What?
Do you think they're going to put the T on his face?
I really hope they put the T on his face. Like, I saw a thing where they were like, yeah, we probably won't do the T thing for a while.
For a while, I'm good with. Like, you know, earn it.
Yeah.
Don't just start slapping T's on your face. But
if this guy is half as fun as he is in this trailer in the actual show, mm-hmm. like, he has usurped Cisco, sir. Like, I really digging this dude so far.
Yeah, he's going to be fun.
Like, they're under attack, and he's screaming, I don't know what's happening right now, but it is not in my job description.
Right.
That's a lot of fun, man. I don't know, just the way he played the line. I screwed it up. I suck. But this dude looks good, so let's go with this. And, you know, they already addressed in the trailer something, a worry that you had, that we both had, really, but mm-hmm. you specifically, oddly enough, that they were not going to follow up the Thea is going to change because she came out of the pit situation.
Right.
You hear, I think it's Oliver saying, when people go into the pit, they don't come out the same. And we see Thea looking batshit crazy, fighting some fools.
Good. I mean, not.
I'm so down for that.
Because I would like her, I don't know, I'd like her to have a nice organic change to her character rather than magical water pit. But mm-hmm. Given the two options between keeping Thea the way she is and magical water pit, I'll take magical water pit. Whatever you fucking have to do to give this character something to damn do other than fawn over some dudes.
Right.
Please, please give her something.
Let her have some shots in there. They're quick, but there are shots in there of Ollie fighting Thea.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we get the shots of Nyssa and Ra's al Ghul fighting, or I shouldn't say Ra's al Ghul, it's Malcolm. I know he's Ra's al Ghul now, but it's Malcolm.
I know.
Or, I mean, hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well with that. Like, that's a good thing. Like, because in my head, I'm just thinking Jack Harkness.
Right. I know. It's really difficult.
So we see Sarah being resurrected. She looks like a hot mess. She looks bad, man.
Yeah.
Like probably one of my favorite things is just Felicity being a badass in the trailer.
Oh, they end it with exactly that. What does he say? Like, when did you start being a badass? And I always was, or something.
Yeah, but she says it in that funny Felicity way. Like,
right.
Not really.
No, it's not an intimidating line at all. It's kind of, I don't know. It's her understated confidence that she's so damn good at.
Someone posted a screen grab of her firing that machine gun
mm-hmm.
and said, I hope you're happy, Felicity fans. You have brought this darkness upon us.
I am happy. Screw you, other part of the internet that doesn't agree.
I'm not even necessarily an Felicity or Philoliver fan.
Uh-huh.
No
one is a Philoliver fan. No one.
I like the term.
I like the term too, but it has no audience. Yeah.
All right, so that's our rundown of the trailer.
Uh-huh.
It did excite me a little too much, but certain aspects of it. But the Diggle helmet just looks awful.
I think it will.
That's my big complaint. And I'm a little worried that they're going to like start out tonally very light, and then because the rest of the trailer after that, like one shot of the suburbs, looks just like the rest of Arrow.
Right.
So.
That's fine though. If they start out with the real light tone, the suburbs, all that, Coast City, I guess, they start there, they end up having to go back to Arrow. At that point, they'll have kind of earned some of the dark time. I'll be a lot better with that than I have been so far.
Yeah.
Where we just lived there, and there was you never came up for air.
All right. There's a bit of news that Damian Dark is going to be crashing this big VIP party mm-hmm. and having something to do with Laurel. There's not a lot on that, but one of the quote or one of the comments there is that from the EPs is that he's Damian Dark is not a character who, you know, stays in the dark. He kind of goes out just like what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. Like he just kind of, if he wants to do something, he damn does it. Like he's not like a big name or anything. He's not like a well-known citizen or, you know, millionaire or something.
He should be new to the area.
He's just got to do whatever the hell he wants to. So that's going to be fun, I think.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Now, the Mark Guggenheim, the EP for Arrow, has posted a piece of concept art that is referencing Green Lantern. It might just be a tease. It might just... We know that they're going to Central City.
Mm-hmm.
So, or not Central City. God, Coast City. I'm going to keep doing that.
I don't know. Central City's fine. I don't know why. Fine.
I've got a click in my head.
It has plenty going on.
But it's a mock tourism promo. Right. And it has a picture of Coast City, and it says, "In brightest day and blackest night, come to Coast City when money's tight."
Which was confusing in several ways, because if they're in Coast City in the first part, it doesn't look like an exactly it's a pretty affluent neighborhood.
Right?
It's Oliver Queen. He still has some money these days, right?
Right.
Pretty sure Felicity had a pretty decent paying job. Like, I don't think they had to go slum it in Coast City.
Right.
Honestly, you know what happened when I saw that photo though? First words What's out of that? My mouth, swear to God, fuck you. And I meant it too. Like I saw it and I was excited for half a second, and then as soon as I realized he's fucking away, I just fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way they're gonna give us that.
Speaking of that reaction, mm-hmm. they released a new Flash and Arrow promo piece called Justice Moves to Its Own Beat. It is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. It is awful. There's like a DJ and he's like scratching the records and doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you had your like different quote unquote iconic things from Oliver and Barry. And we're seeing like little bitty glimpses of the characters doing different things. And it's all like pimped out and clubbed out and everything. And it's like Justice moves to its own beat. And then like the DJ looks up and it's the Flash. It is so lame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a DJ remix of like both of the show's themes going on. I don't know. It's so lame. Why did you spend that money?
You could have spent that on so many things. We were going to watch anyway.
You know
what they're doing though. Every time they premiere a season, they need the first and second episode to show the ad guys. That's where
everyone
they
knows that the first and second episodes don't count.
Yeah, they do. Like you look at the premiere. No, and you have to retain it for the second one.
Yeah, I know, but you know, then the third episode when it goes down 50%, they're like, "What?" I mean, any ad guy.
Yeah, but by the time it's gone down on the third episode, you're like, "Cool." I mean, too late. I already got your money. Sorry, buddy.
Right.
Thank you.
So there's a fan
Anheuser-Busch
popping over to the Flash proper. There is a theory going about, and it's I kind of hope it's true. I really hope it's true. And they did tease it in season one. The reason why the Allens and the Thawns are bitter rivals in the future. And Eobard says it's a long story. But there are some fans speculating that the promo that we talked about, I think it was last week, where we see Barry in the Flash suit, but he has the blue lightning in his eye,
mm-hmm.
that is foreshadowing for Cobalt Blue.
Which would be a lot of fun.
For those who don't know, Cobalt Blue is Malcolm Thawne, who is Barry's identical twin brother. They were separated at birth, and one wound up going to the Thawne family. He realizes who Barry is. He realizes that he's not really a Thawne, but he wants Barry's speed, and he uses a mystical gem to steal Barry's speed.
As one would do.
Now, there is a lot more that goes into that. Like the mystical gem winds up going, you know, into the family, but it's still controlled by Malcolm's consciousness for like 1,000 years. Lots of crazy shit. But I really want to see Cobalt Blue in the Flash. So I'm going to go with that.
I mean,
that.
They said multiple speedsters. And it,
right?
I never have quite figured out why they used blue for that promo. Cobalt Blue is a fine theory.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't going to be like Black Racer or anything. Nothing that fancy right yet. And you know, Zoom is not, blue's not really one of his colors, is it?
Well, no. I just thought, no. It was like Black Lightning looked like. Anyway.
I mean, he's mostly a yellow dude, so I don't know. We never did figure out the blue. Hey, let's go with Cobalt Blue as a theory. Why not?
Well, I mean, they could have been teasing Zoom.
Yeah, but Zoom, I don't know. I couldn't explain the blue is what it
The promo to. Doesn't make a lot of sense. No. Anyway, that's why I'm hoping it's Cobalt Blue. So Linda Park is going to be coming back.
Maybe they just changed it because this season's going to be more sad.
Maybe. Yeah, Linda Park, she's coming back for multiple episodes in season two.
Sure.
All we got on that, really. And Canada Graphs on Twitter got set pictures of a girl in a black jacket and outfit with that had white shoulders and white boots. And we're guessing that's Dr. Light.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Fun. Right? Andrew Kreisberg has a little bit of news on Iris. She's going to be taking on more of a leadership role. He says, Iris slides into the role very naturally. She's a born leader. One of the best things in the premiere is Barry decides that he wants to work alone because he doesn't want to risk anyone else's lives, and Iris is really the one who gets the band back together again. She's the only one who can stand up to Barry. That's not true, but okay.
Season one was full of people standing up to Barry.
Right?
I mean, I don't mind using her at all, though, as the humanizing connection, the thing that can really get to him. That's fine.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, come on. Couldn't Joe have told him anything else? I don't know.
Right. Like Joe is like,
he does whatever
Barry's
Joe says.
Savior.
And you know, just,
yeah. Joe is Barry's Lord and Savior, man.
He really is. And Joe,
look
he
at
trusts.
Those deep, like soulful eyes.
Right. Right.
With just, at any given second, a tear could come streaming down those beautiful cheeks.
Right. You know, that's probably what happened to him. Like when he was a kid is, he, like in second grade, Barry probably came home with a B, and he just saw that disappointment in Joe's eyes. Never right. happened again. Never.
And became a forensic scientist.
Right. I will never let that man cry on my behalf again.
Right, right. Now, this is some news that I'm really excited about. We were just, when we did the Attack of the Legion of Doom Lego movie, we were just talking about Tony Todd, the Candyman, playing Darkseid and how he killed it. He has been cast as Zoom, man.
Yep.
I am so excited about that. He's going to show up in episode two, Flash of Two Worlds. Just the name, Flash of Two Worlds, just... Oh man, just so much joy. That just seeing that name on an episode title, like that's more exciting to me than anything we saw in the Arrow season 4 trailer.
Oh, that's just unfair. Oh, so, where are we getting a Flash trailer, by the way? It's got to be somewhere soon, right?
I don't know, but you know, but I'd say that's completely fair.
Just because there's two worlds, I guess.
Just
me
Flash
with my silly
worlds,
one
world's
title. Worth of trailer.
God. That is an iconic title.
It is.
In of itself.
It is.
And anyway. Andrew Kreisberg.
Who's killing it lately. Good job, Andrew.
Yeah. Andrew Kreisberg.
Now get
says,
us that Flash trailer, you asshole.
The Zoom outfit is going to be more organic than the reverse Flash suit. He's saying it's going to be hard for us to tell if it's a suit or if it's alive. He says there's no skin showing. It could be a robot underneath or dark energy. He says they wanted to maintain the mystery throughout the season as to whether there's someone under the Zoom outfit. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to have someone like James Earl Jones as Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. And they wanted an iconic voice, and there's no one better at doing a demonic iconic voice than Tony Todd.
Oh yeah, no, his voice alone is gonna scare the shit out of you.
I am so down for Tony Todd.
I mean,
like, I don't.
You,
I'm
what
so
what the hell do you do if you're Barry? Like, you better be able to piss in that suit, buddy. Because this guy that's so fast you can't even see him pops out of nowhere, and he's got Candyman's voice, dude. I'm calling it a day at that point. You just tweaked the hero right out of me. I'm good, homebound. I'm even
Tony Todd was Tony Todd was one of the only reasons the Final Destination movies were worth a damn. Like, just he was so good and creepy.
Yeah.
Still. Anyway, so they have released a new poster for The Flash. And it's just him in his costume running, and it says it's go time.
Yes, for the trailer.
Now, funny thing about it's go time. It sounds a little like it's Gotham. Which is what we're moving on to. Segway?
Segnay, sir.
Okay. So anyway, Gotham.
Points for trying.
Foxes. I know.
Extra points
I knew it was going to be bad.
A contrivance that elaborate. You know what? I'm sold on it now. I'm good. I'm good. I'm staying with you.
Yeah.
I got you back.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you. So, I mean, I'm a pretty big guy. You've got about half my back. Fox has released a new video. It's called Gotham Season in 7. And they have condensed the first season into 7 minutes.
Which is a weird exercise, right?
Yeah,
if it's a YouTuber doing it, that's one thing. But if the company that gave me that entire season your entire season was worth 7 real minutes.
Right.
It's weirdly deflating. I'm sorry.
If you haven't seen Gotham yet, you can spend 7 minutes watching this. You'll get the idea. It's a good rundown, and you glossed over all of the humdrum. So go, man, go.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish I'd waited and just.
Just skip season one?
Yeah, I kind of wish I'd waited to just watch this.
No, the Rise of the Penguin was too great. That was compelling television, that man.
They've also released a new featurette. It will be on the Gotham season one Blu-ray, so you know you don't have to go look it up online. It's called This Is Gotham. It's not great. It's like about a minute and 44 seconds, I think, if I remember correctly. And it just has the showrunners and designers talking about the timeless aesthetic of the show and how they created that effect.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that Blu-ray does have a September 8th release date. Gotham season one. If you have listened to us and haven't seen it yet, and you just want to go back for it,
I don't know. I suppose someone should go buy those DVDs because DVD sales do affect a little bit how long they keep something on television. And I'd like to watch more episodes. So everyone else, go spend your money.
It'll be people who genuinely like the show, and then there'll be people like me who kind of like the show, but it's a Batman thing, so he has to own it,
right?
Also, Fox has released a clip from the upcoming season 2 episode, Damned If You Do. Mm-hmm. It's a clip called Gorgeous and Ginger. Did you see this?
Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. I saw descriptions of it and thought, I'll get to that when it comes.
Yeah.
I'm already going to watch that episode. I don't need to see the promo.
That's fair. The clip features the first meetup between the recently instituted Barbara Keene and Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing the white and black prison jumpsuits, and they're very clean white and black prison jumpsuits. The whole thing looks like a bad cartoon. It's really bad.
I believe you.
Jerome warns Barbara that she'll need a friend in Arkham, and as the guards figure, bad things happen to bad people. And Barbara winds up coercing. She's just sitting there reading a magazine, like a Cosmo or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she just very douchily coerces a big bald guy into becoming her friend by being very cartoonishly flirty with him. Now, of course, the person that Jerome is trying to warn her about is actually in a fun twist is Sionis, Black Mask over there.
Oh, is it actually him though?
Eyeing her. Yeah, it's him. He's just sitting there and keeps eyeing her. He's like, you see that guy over there who keeps staring at you?
He did come back for the role though. They didn't recast or anything.
Not that I know of. It's good. Him.
I usually do like that guy for some reason. He plays a douche nozzle pretty much every time I've ever seen him, but does it well.
Yeah, but the music in this scene is plink to plink to plink comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. It's bad, man. I'm worried about this show.
Don't worry.
So
I am Fox worried that they thought that was what they should release, but...
I don't know. Yeah. So Fox also released a series of videos called Gotham A Look Back, which is essentially different stars of the show talking about their favorite moments of the last season.
Yeah, didn't care.
Yep.
Just didn't care.
Gotham Season 1 is coming to Netflix September 21st, so...
Which will make it a lot easier for me to go rewatch everything. That'll be good.
Right. All right, so moving on from Gotham, this is just a small bit of information, but I don't know what it means or if it's true or how true it is or what. A Reddit user named UnknownJ25 recently snatched a photo that was apparently taken in the WB Burbank offices.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lineup of WB cartoons coming out, like Mike Tyson Mysteries and Be Cool Scooby-Doo. I don't know why we have Mike Tyson Mysteries.
I don't know
but
why.
But there's one.
I don't know.
There's one that stands out, and that is a poster that has a number of silhouettes of different iconic heroes, and it says JLA on it.
Mm.
We might be getting a new JLA animated series.
I mean, that'd be cool. I think I guess we'll have to wait on who it's being developed for, what age, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who's airing it? You know, I don't think they really do Saturday morning cartoons proper anymore. So we can.
Yeah.
Which you know, It's where you'd put Mike Tyson Mysteries and Be Cool Scooby-Doo, right?
Right. So here's a thing, man. Mm-hmm. There's your nemesis has been promoted.
No.
Yeah, man.
Diane.
Diane. Warner Brothers Entertainment has, she's moved on from DC Entertainment President to, God, what was the actual title? It's some bullshit title. She's the new manager of Warner Brothers Consumer Products.
Huh.
She'll now have a closer oversight over the complete consumer products portfolio of Warner Brothers.
What kind of products, though? Tangible or intangible or media?
I'm guessing tangible, but is it just, I don't know.
You know, is she just going to be hanging out with Mattel all day?
Well, she was the DC Entertainment president
right.
since 2009.
Right.
She has been the chief content officer and president of Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment since 2013. Now they're saying like Kevin Sugihara, the chief executive officer and chairman, is saying with more and more of our consumer products business being directly driven by DC characters and storylines, mm-hmm. a closer alignment of the divisions makes a lot of sense for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they looked at the earnings for the books that were about 2 million short last quarter, and because that's a real thing. DC Comics itself did not turn the money they wanted. Don't get me wrong, they're in the black, but it wasn't what they wanted. So are they going to?
Well, they're in the gray.
Yeah.
They're in the gray.
They're just going to, I don't know. All right. So is that the new focus of the company here? We realize we're going to make money more off these characters and the media development of them than
The article says Nelson's new position will help beat the competition as well as incorporate DC characters and storylines into the consumer products division, helping to popularize them as the new DC films are released.
Yeah. I mean, they're already going to throw a few... And I'm not exaggerating here, a few billion dollars to make these movies. I guess you might as well realign your company and really set up for it. Good for them if that's what they're up to. I mean, shit. Like, brace yourselves, bend your knees, set your feet, go.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's going to segue us into our movie news mm-hmm. for this week. First and foremost, our fan Christopher White sent this in, and I saw it a whole bunch of other places. But here's the thing. Michael Shannon has really screwed up.
Yeah, he's apparently a mouthy little bastard.
So, a few weeks ago, Michael Shannon said that his character in Batman vs. Superman has wax flippers for mm-hmm. hands. And they were asking about, and people went nuts about all this. And so someone asked him, he was being interviewed, and they said, they were asking about it, and he says, somebody was asking me about this in New York, and I made up some ridiculous bullshit answer about how my character Zod has flippers. And this went viral on the internet or something, he says nonchalantly, or something, as if he doesn't know what the internet is, mm-hmm. jackass. And people have been asking me about that. That is so obviously a complete bullshit story, right?
Wrong.
But people took it seriously.
No.
Then they asked him about... Hmm?
He completely has that wrong. We are a group of people who are willing to spend a fair amount of our day thinking about fantastic fucking characters like the
mm-hmm.
we're fanboys of something that's an entire universe worth of completely bizarre people. Obviously, our willingness to believe something is pretty high. But more than that, we've been damaged so many times by some of these really fucking bad films.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say something like there are flippers on Zod, I half believe you, and I'm terrified.
Yeah, now they did ask him about his Batman v Superman role, mm-hmm. and he says, I wasn't there. It's a really awkward situation. I'm in the trailer for a movie that I didn't work on.
Right.
The thing about the whole Krypton universe, apparently, is that even when you destroy them, there are ghosts. The first film, Jor-El is there, even though he's been dead for Lord knows how long. I went over and did some voiceover stuff because it's like that ghost thing. But I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. I get very nervous. He
Lies.
Hasn't screwed up yet. Yeah, I know, right?
Lies.
Because here's what they asked him if he would want to come back or if he would come back. And he says... This is where he screws up everyone. Maybe they should add it. I don't know. Maybe in part 3, Doomsday will have flipper hands. I mean, look, nothing would make me happier than to work with Zack Snyder again. He's hysterical, and he's a lot of fun to work with. Why would he say Doomsday?
Why wouldn't he?
the whole time he's been saying Zod. He says he doesn't know what he is in the movie.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought we were worried about
totally
Doomsday being confirmed or something. Doomsday's been around
forever. He screwed up by even talking about flippers. I bet you the flippers are real. Now he's trying to cover it up and saying he wasn't even there. I don't know. Zod's character. And now he's saying, I don't know, maybe in part three, Doomsday will have flipper hands. Why would you even say Doomsday?
Well, there was a fan theory originally. When they saw the corpse going in, when they saw Mercy pulling the corpse behind him, someone had the theory that it was going to be, they were going to take his corpse and do to it what kind of happens to Doomsday in his actual origin story, which is just destroy it so many times that it turns into something new.
I guarantee you, the second this news dropped, he got a call and went, shit, I did say Doomsday, didn't I? Come on, man.
Michael, you gotta get a little less high before you go to these interviews, buddy.
Oh my god. So I'm pretty certain
a couple of fingers less a Jameson.
No.
The flippers might be real. I stand by my pitch that if there were flippers on Michael Shannon's hands, it was because they were trying to cover up the actual articulation of a hand for green screen purposes.
Right.
And when they're done, it's going to be giant freaking Doomsday hand claw things, whatever the hell it is. He's a giant walking razor. What do you want from it?
All right.
A razor made of granite and hate.
Jared Leto Instagrammed a picture of freshly cut green hair and said goodbye.
Aww.
But there was one last video of Batman on the Joker's car in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
It looks like he'll be grappling off right before the car flies off of a pier and into the water.
Of course he will. You know, he won't say anything about not having to save him, though.
Right.
They'll spare
him. There's an unofficial news account for the DCEU on Twitter, and they claimed they had an exclusive from a fan about Ezra Miller.
Hmm.
They said that Ezra Miller is saying or told the fan that Barry Allen's hair will be kept long for Batman vs. Superman, that the Flash suit has a post-apocalyptic look to it, and Ezra also hinted that he would have a ripped physique rather than a bulky physique. Now, that's all rumor, though. Like, we don't really know if that's true or not. Like,
I believe the last part.
Well, sure.
Ezra Miller to put on 65 pounds, did you, for this? Like,
right.
There are only so many Ryan Reynoldses in the world.
That's not a scoop.
No.
But it wouldn't make sense to me because if any of this was true, because I've been seeing pictures of Ezra Miller with short hair recently.
You know, hair grows.
I know, but he had really long hair right before it, so.
They can also, you know, talk to whoever gave Eisenberg that silly mop and see if they've got another one in tow.
I know, right? So here's something fun.
I'm going to end up getting really attached to his hair by the end of that film. I have a feeling. Right now, I think it's the absolute damn silliest thing I've seen so far in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to just sell me, though. I have a feeling.
So The Rock called Superman out on Twitter.
Why not?
Did you see this?
No.
It's a picture of The Rock wearing a Superman t-shirt. The whole thing is black and white except for the Superman t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The post says, no capes, hashtag Black Adam, IGKSDITD, hashtag one fine day, hashtag Teth in the bloodstream. Now, comicbook.com is speculating that Black Adam, IGKSDITD, stands for Black Adam is going to kick Superman directly in the dick.
Well, if anyone could.
Right.
I mean, I don't actually recall Black Adam and Superman fighting. I don't have that one. I don't have that square off anywhere in my memory.
I'm sure they have.
You got to think. I don't have a recollection of it. And man, fun, right? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Of course he is.
Oh.
You silly wrestlers with your.
Oh, man.
With your now,
okay,
out.
For. Now, this is for a limited time only, but Warner Brothers is. They do these Warner Brothers Studio Tour Hollywood. They're offering this thing where you can go and see the new Batmobile from Batman vs. Superman and costumes from Batman vs. Superman. before it comes out in March. And the new Batmobile will be on display from September 4th to December 31st, and the costumes will be on display from September 4th through September 23rd. But it's just, you have to go and take the Warner Brothers studio tour, and you get to see that stuff.
Of course.
So just thought I'd mention that. That's kind of a cool thing. Go do that real quick. I'm not going to.
There's no way. That is... No freaking way I make it out there. But, man, I mm-hmm, hope somebody else does. Mm-hmm. Sounds fun.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing. Now, we couldn't get through a movie news without... We couldn't get through a news in general without having a name I can't pronounce. But looks like Hoyt Van Hoytema, I guess?
I don't know.
Will serve as the cinematographer on the upcoming Wonder Woman film, mm-hmm. Which is really cool because this is the dude who worked on Interstellar. He worked on Her... Or her, she, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And he did the Spectre, the new Bond film, mm-hmm. and he did Let the Right One In. So this is a good cinematographer, is what I'm saying. So, yay.
Yeah. No, seriously.
And it's also looking like
man's good. The movie. He's going to add some he's going to class it up, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And also, Wonder Woman is apparently going to be filming in Italy.
Italy Mascara.
In the Basilicata region. I guess is how you pronounce
gotta
it.
Gotta be there's gotta be some Themyscira stuff, right?
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. That combination. You're filming in Italy and you've got that person work that cinematographer. Okay.
Could be good. Could be really good.
One more piece of news.
No.
This is not movie news. Mm-hmm. The first Batman Arkham Knight September DLC pack is the Crime Fighter Challenge Pack number one, mm-hmm. which will allow players to complete a variety of AR challenges using Batman's little allies, Nightwing, Catwoman, and Robin. Apparently, the base game lacked challenges for those allies. So, yay!
So they'll fill it in. Well, cool. By the time I get around to actually playing Arkham Knight...
everything's going to be released.
Yeah, I'm going to be getting Game of the Year Edition anyway. By the time I can afford to freaking have that Batman box, which is all I need.
Batman box?
Yeah, I have plenty of games. I do. And I like them. And I, you know, would like to keep my money. But I'm gonna buy an entire machine just so I can play Batman. So I'm qualified calling it a Batman box.
Mm-hmm. The Bat Box.
Right.
Bat Box 1.
Right. they could have just done that and put, like, go ahead and have your X logo. And anyway, I get Game of the Year.
All right, that is going to wrap it up for this episode of DC On Screen. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, DCOnScreen.com. If you would like a similar podcast about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, go to check out the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. It's mm-hmm. our friends Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall. You can find them on MCUcast.com as well as iTunes and Stitcher. And both us and them, we're both part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Go check us out. Rate us. Give us good reviews. Just give us some love. Just love all over us, y'all.
Bring the love.
Slather it on us like butter on a turkey.
Right. You know, you can also bring us hate. Know. Just not indifference. That's the one that really hurts.
Yes. Apathy is what really hurts. Anyway, until the next episode, which is going to be DC Movies That Never Happened Part 3, mm-hmm. it's going to be a lot of fun.
Dave scoured the internet and found a few remaining tales untold.
I did. Oh. He is. I'm actually excited to go into it.
Penetrated deeply into the internet.
Okay. Until that episode, keep some DC on your screen because clearly we're going to. La 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 la. Here we go, a wassailing. I don't believe I've ever wassailed.
I don't actually know what I've you, but whistled. It sounds way too chipper to be something I've ever engaged in.
Right. Sounds like you're trying to whistle while you're eating a waffle.
Like the world's most Mormon sexual position.
The what?
I'm imagining it as like the most super conservative sexual position that's ever been conceived.
I think I might just edit that in and throw it at the end of an episode.
No.
That entire exchange.
No. No. We're gonna have stingers now, apparently.